Morning Watch. The children of Israel not having a king, and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Week 9, Lord's Day. Romans 8, verses 18 through 22. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. For the anxious watching of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans together and travails in pain together until now. Revelations 21 verses 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them. And they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, nor will there be sorrow or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away.